This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The Alaska Federation of Natives, which represents 191 federally recognized Alaska Native tribes and 11 regional corporations, has announced a date and theme of their annual convention. This year's theme will be Good Government, Alaskans Decide. A release from AFN says the theme highlights, quote, the challenges and opportunities the Native community and all Alaskans face, including responding to and recovering from the pandemic and resulting economic downturn, end quote. The keynote speaker for the convention will be Alaska House Speaker Bryce Edgman, the first Alaska Native speaker of the state house. Edgman is an independent from Dillingham, currently serving his second term as speaker. This will be the first convention without the participation of the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, who withdrew from AFN at the end of last year. The corporation is the largest in the state, representing Inupiaq shareholders primarily from the North Slope region. The convention will be held October 15th through the 17th at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage. The abandoned bus where Christopher McCandless starved to death in 1992 has been removed from the wilderness north of Denali National Park. At the request of the state, the National Guard airlifted the 1950s-era Fairbanks public transit bus from where it sat off the Stampede Trail on the west side of the Teklanika River. National Guard spokesperson Candace Olmsted says a Chinook helicopter was used to hoist the bus, providing a good training opportunity.
We got the Chinooks less than 2 years ago, and for them to be able to do this heavy lift sling load operation really worked out well.
Olmsted says the bus had attracted hikers trying to reach the site where McCandless died after his story was popularized by the 2007 movie version of John Krakauer's 1996 book, Into the Wild.
There were 15 bus-related search and rescue operations by the state between 2009 and 2017. And as recently as this February, the Alaska State Troopers rescued 5 Italian hikers, one of which suffered severe frostbite. Individual travelers from Switzerland and Belarus drowned in 2010 and 2019.
State Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Dan Sandler says the DNR coordinated the bus removal operation with several departments and the National Guard to address the problem.
We decided that with the help of the National Guard, we found a way to safely and economically remove the bus so that we can keep it safe and decide what to do with it long term.
The bus, which is in very deteriorated condition, has been temporarily put into storage at an undisclosed location. According to a state release, it may eventually be put on the public display. Denali Borough Mayor Clay Walker emphasizes that removal of the bus will reduce the potential of more deaths, as well as dangerous and costly search and rescue missions. But
at the same time, the bus is a notable part of our history here. It's been back since the early 60s, and of course, it's world famous, and seeing it leave the Stampede Corridor was honestly a little bittersweet.
Mayor Walker notes that the Denali Borough Assembly approved a resolution in March asking the state to remove the bus. For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.